Headline: Has the Bitcoin Treasury Company Bubble Popped? Published at 11:30 a.m. July 2nd, 2025. In April, a new fad emerged after MicroStrategy MSTR founder Michael Saylor laid the groundwork for a new type of public stock corporation, the so-called Bitcoin Treasury Company. Like any fad on Wall Street, early adopters earned disproportionate gains ahead of the herd of trend followers. However, the fad is already fading as investors are beginning to tire of overpaying for publicly traded balance sheets. An acronymic play on Bitcoin's BTC symbol and modeled after MicroStrategy itself, these Bitcoin treasury companies promise to upend the traditional investment framework of discounted cash flow analysis. Instead of boring corporate activities like building products and services for paying customers, they would mostly skip over such bothersome details to focus on something much more exciting: raising capital to buy BTC. Bitcoin Treasury Company season begins. On April 23rd, Bitcoin Treasury Company season kicked off in earnest with the launch of 21, a Tether and Bitfinex-led partnership with Jack Mallers and ex-Howard Lutnick's Cantor Fitzgerald. Publicly traded Cantor Equity Partners, which will soon rename itself 21, told the world on that date that it intended to acquire 42,000 BTC. Within 6 days of the news of that ambitious plan, Cantor Equity Partners rallied from $12.52 to $59.75 per share. Bitcoin treasury companies scrambled to get their acts together. Next up, Vivek Ramaswamy's Asset Entities published a May 7th press release about buying up to $1 billion worth of BTC. On that headline, shares rallied from $1.73 to $8.92 within 2 business days, and all the way to $13.42 within 184 days, 11 business days. Finally, peak mania arrived on May 12th with David Bailey's Nakamoto. Within a single pre-market session, shares traded to 23 times its anticipated BTC holdings. Soon, mid and lower tier stocks began to try to catch a spark from the embers of those 3 weeks of fireworks. Quality quickly degraded to penny stock territory. The mania ends with penny stock droppings: Nylum Resources, Green Minerals, Trident Digital Tech, Class Over Holdings, and other tiny companies almost no one has heard of announced future plans to acquire massive quantities of digital assets. Their shares would pump briefly and promptly deteriorate. Nowadays, announcing a new Bitcoin treasury company is no longer a particularly good catalyst for a major stock pump. On June 25th, for example, 66 Capital announced 113 Bitcoin worth of holdings. Its stock price rallied a bit on its first day trading, but volume totaled less than a couple of million dollars in volume. As of the close of trading yesterday, its market capitalization equals the value of its BTC holdings, a multiple of 1x and miserably beneath the 23x multiple that Nakamoto enjoyed on May 12th. Even large-cap GameStop failed to enjoy any easy gains when it became a Bitcoin treasury company. On May 28th, GameStop announced new holdings of 4,710 BTC. Rather than pile into its stock, however, investors actually sold its stock after the news. Shares opened at $35.78 and closed 13% lower that day. Bitcoin Treasury Corp. Twarters is another Canadian latecomer to the Bitcoin Treasury Company game. On June 26th, it announced its initial BTC acquisition. On a disappointing day with volume of barely $2 million, shares opened for trading at $11 on the news and closed the session at a disappointing $9.78. A sector-wide downturn. Even existing Bitcoin treasury companies have been trending lower in recent weeks. As of the close of trading yesterday, Nakamoto is 60% below its May 22nd high. Cantor Equity Partners is 54% below its May 1st high. Asset Entities is 72% below its May 22 high. And even MicroStrategy is 13% below its May 9th high. Overall, the market's appetite seems to be cooling for companies that simply leverage debt and equity issuances to acquire BTC. With a brief mania in late April and early May, more rational valuations are already starting to return to the sector. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.com.